So we finished the first makaris regarding tokein, just to describing what the simulacha is. What I'd like to look at today is the principal drabanan application of tokein, which is relevant when it goes far beyond the actual technical tokein, and that is the question of refuah. Starts with taking medication on Shabbos. We have to go back to the time historically. When, in order to make medications, what you did was you took whatever herbs were considered to be of medicinal value and you ground them up and made some kind of either a potion or a pill or something. Today, obviously, we don't do that. You go to the drugstore and you buy your pills in a box or whatever. Even though the pharmacist, they still do, you know, they still grind stuff up. That's what they used to call apothecary, makes the pills, whatever, sometimes by grinding up various different ingredients and so on. So we find the following statement in the, and that's where, you know, the issue of refuah comes from, because it does connect. The one time, especially people had homemade remedies, and I suppose there's still people today, you know, homeopathic or whatever, I'm not weighing in on that, but who makes homemade remedies, and it requires chopping up herbs and so on, what people take for medicinal reasons. So that leads us into the discussion of refuah, which begins in the Gemara with source number one, a Gemara in Shabbos, Nun Gimel with Beis, Toshma, Behema Sha'ochza Dam. Rashi says it's some type of, I don't know what that word is, Machlas Bali Chaim, some type of an affliction, an ailment. It's some kind of blood congestion. Okay, some kind of blood congestion in the body. So apparently one of the things that relieves it is soaking in cold water. So the Gemara says, Toshma Behema Sha'ochza Dam, Ein Ma'amid Demos V'mayim B'shul Shetitztane. Okay, you're not allowed to do that, even though it's causing tsar. Right? That's a local issue over there, and that character about the behema, which is not our problem now. But the Gemara then goes on to say, "Adam she'achzo dam, a person who has such a similar condition, ma'midim osu b'mayim b'shul she'itztanim. A person can, you know, go into cold water, soak or wash that part of the body down, whatever is in cold water on Shabbos. That is allowed. The Gemara says you're allowed to do it." So the Gemara says, why is it that you're not allowed to treat the animal and so on? So Gemara says, Amar Ula Gzeir Mishum Shchikas Samamonim. Okay, as Rashi explains, Gzeir Mishum Shchikas Samamonim, but Midi, the Refuah, Gaz Rabbanon. Anything which has therapeutic, medicinal, healing goal in mind or healing capacity, that's not allowed on Shabbos. Rashi says, the reason is, Dishoris Shum Refuah. If you allow some, even though this has nothing to do with the soaking in water over here, seems to have nothing to do with grinding up herbs. Nonetheless, the Rashi says the concern is gzer drabanan. It's all drabanan. The shoris shum refuah asul mishus shkika samonim. If you allow this refuah, some people think, well, other refuahs are also okay, including grinding up herbs to take a pill. Okay, who is sur deraisa davi tokein? That of course is a deraisa of tokein. I mean, unless it meets some certain qualifications on the principle, it's a deraisa. So that's where Rashi says the gzera of refuah on Shabbos mishum shrika samamonim. So Gemara asks, "Sihachi adam nami." So why is it permissible for that person? We said you can't, you know, put the animal in the water because it's a medicinal. But why can a person do it? Gemara says because adam nira kemaker. With a person, he puts himself. You're allowed to wash with cold water on Shabbos. I'm not talking about heating hot water now. It looks like you're just trying to cool off. Okay, no one will think that you're doing, no one will necessarily know that you're doing this for therapeutic value. Just hot to try to cool off. Right? So Gemara says, Yachi behema namin, you can hear a kemaker. An animal also looks like Gemara says, Ain meka behema. No, you don't do that. You don't soak animals in water. Rashi says, Ain meka le behema, Ain derech, Mahaka behema hilcha, Kula alma yadi de l'rafua kemachabin. It's evident that you're doing this for refuah purposes. And therefore, and you'll end up being matar even shrikas samamonim. You follow? So that's the one of the makaris in the Gemara for refuah on Shabbos. And now what emerges here, that something which is not necessarily noticeable as a refuah, like washing something down or soaking cold water, which, you know, some person may want to do just to cool off, it's not necessarily for medicinal, for health reasons, that would not be included, but other than that, if it's more obvious that it's for refuah purposes, then it's not allowed. That's one Gemara. And the Rambam paskins, so source three, parakof alavichal Shabbos lachachof, osur libori lisrapos b'Shabbos, gzeira shem yishok samamonim. A healthy person, a fundamentally healthy person, we're going to see, probably talk more about that tomorrow, Bez Hashem, but you know, there are different levels of sickness. We're going to say right now, obviously, pikuach nefesh, the person's illness is such, you know, that his life is in danger. So then, we have a solid person here, right? So if your life's in danger, it's a different story. I'm not talking about it like that. The Gemara, we're going to have several different levels. We're talking here about a person, as Rav Ram says, fundamentally is boring. If a healthy person's life's not in danger, got a cold, he's got whatever ailment is, he's not going to die from it, he's not going to be in danger from it. Just so that's what we're told, it's fundamentally a bari. That's Ram also a bari, let's wrap up. B'Shabbos, Gzeir Hashem Yishob Salam. I don't know, the Shulchan Aruch Tuvah, the Siman where this is found, in Shin Chav Ches, followed right away, if it's 4, Mishayesho Mechush Ba'alma. Mechush Ba'alma means for our purpose right now, and again, we'll go more into that detail tomorrow, but Mechush Ba'alma is uncomfortable, Mechush feels, you know, you have a light headache, maybe, you know, it's not going to prevent you from doing anything. You go to work, you go to school, you know, it's just uncomfortable, right? Mechush ba'alma. Well, who mischazik, beholech kibari, but you go about your daily activities like you're healthy, you're uncomfortable, you have an upset stomach, maybe something along those lines. There's no danger associated with it. Certainly not danger to life or limb. And even it's not really impacting you that much. Just you're uncomfortable, that you feel uncomfortable. It's mechush ba'alma. So usher lasos lo shum refuah. Not allowed to do any refuah for such a person. Baf aliday alafil says for any Yehudi or any Yisrael, even for goy. Okay, gzera mishum shlika samanim. That's the gzera of refuah on Shabbos, and it fundamentally applies. We'll see here, and again, we'll go into details to a person basically healthy, just uncomfortable. Mechush means he's got some, you know, uncomfortable. Okay, good. The agli tal. I mean, a little bit. I want to go into it, but not in great detail. The agli tal on the lech of token osir alef. Mentions the following. We actually saw this. Okay, he says the royal Leo Chaina had to lechol alter. Remember, talking one of the heterim is eating right away. Alter again immediately, right? Miad. So that's rak biroka. So perishim racham ifneas. We saw this yesterday. This egg tal, and I mentioned, you know, what he says at the end is a preview to our discussion. But he says it's the altar only helps it's something you eat right away as soon as you do the act, you eat it, as opposed to certain types of peppers and spices you're going to have to add to something. Remember, we spoke with it yesterday, you know, with garnish and so on. At the end, he writes, avalafarek b'samim b'yadav, grinding up, you know, with your hands certain types of spices, you'll smell better. That's not allowed even if it's the altar. Okay, anyway, in connection with so keep that in mind. That's shikas samamonim, right? Grinding of herbs. So in the biurim section, os lamed vav, os katan zayin, 6, he's bothered a little bit, you know, he says, Uvikar Adin, let's look at it, because it touched on the whole issue, source number 6. It says, Uvikar Adin, the Asa Refuah Mishim Shikha Saman, and the Pirish Rashi explained, we saw the Rashi back in source 2 on the Gimel Beis. Rashi says, the Sharish Shum Refuah Asa Lemishim Shikha Saman, the Chankas of O Shaman Deo Masva, and Mike Rabahim, the two Rashi so above, the Kula Amu Yad Refuah Mechav, Asa Mishim Shikha Saman, Sarki and Tuba. Okay? He's bothered by this whole thing there, Gaital. He says, Tzarki and Tuba, the Eich Limaduma het the refuel, Shikha Samanam Shikha Mishum Tochin. What's the lumdus here? Because someone is doing an act of refuel, which has nothing to do with grinding up items, okay, like the case of cooling off or whatever, how's it going to lead you? Eich Limaduma het the refuel, the Shikha Samanam. The aim before shum shchika shum shachas utochin before by itself, yes. Sometimes if it is making a pill, okay. But does that therefore? What about rubbing topical ointments and lotions and other types of treatments, ear drops or whatever? Something which has nothing to do, right? That's what the I got those bothered by the okay. So varif mash hatam koshetakim ifteim shum debahol al refuaso. Because he says it's not so much the way Rashi says. I didn't quote the Rif, but it's in the Gaital. Okay, Rashi says that, you know, and it may be what Rashi means, but he says, but the Rif spells it out. He says, Rif mashma atam kimosha takti bifnim mishum debohol al refuaso. When a person is sick, so he's bohol, it's like he's preoccupied, his attention is on getting better. And he'll think, whatever I got to do, right? I got to get myself healthy. Whatever I got to do. Bar of also. Bisharat lo refuah she'ein al yedei malacha. Rapei gam al yedei malacha. A person will think, oh, well, refuah is not subject to the laws of Shabbos. Right? Because that's the way people think. This is a Shabbos, you know. Adrab, we'll see, you know. the mitzvah owning Shabbos, right? You feel good on Shabbos. So people, a person will come to the conclusion that you can do anything for refuah, right? And which is true, by the way, again, we'll see tomorrow, but pikuach nefesh, that is true. We're talking here in the stress, like the Rambam says in Sefer Tzvi, Bori, or the Shulchan Aruch says the whole case we're talking about here is someone's mechush ba'alma, just uncomfortable. But the way they tell us about that, I'm not sure really it's a machlokas Rashi, the Rebbe Rashi may mean that. But a person is bowl out of force, so you'll think, oh, so he's got to get better, so he's going to do this. If I can do this, I can also do that. I'll end up violating a malacha. Okay, that's how he says. Well, he seems to say any malacha, you know, that's the point. It's according to the Rif. The most likely, I guess, would be token, because there is token by herbs and so on. But a person will then think, I can do anything. Yeah.
Doesn't the Gemara say you shouldn't have
fun? Right. So that, I'm saying that's what I'm answering. It starts with token, and then it'll lead to other things. That's what I understand when he says, you're right, it'll allow token, and by extension, other things too. But if you want to leave it a token, I'm okay with that too. But I mean, he just says, you know, you think you could cook for a sick person, you know, a guy needs a hot tea or whatever, so I can cook hot tea, right? But the principle is token, as the Gemara says. I mean, you're right. I have been pointing out, you can't go away from the Gemara. You're right. Okay. And then he says other thing, he's a riot because the Gemara is some bowl al mamono. You know, sometimes if that's the case, if there's a fire on Shabbos, you extinguish a fire. Then we talk about that in Hagdama. You know, about you want to put out the fire and you're falling alone. Okay. He thinks it is a machlokas, you know, and he says, Achloshim Rashi, Achloshim Mishri Kasha. You know, in other words, the way he's Medayik and Rashi, I don't want to spend that much time on this, Medayik and Rashi. It was the way the Rif says it, you'll end up, if you do something which is not a malacha for a four purpose, you'll do something which is a malacha. Not because you'll think that it's mutter, but you'll just be so wrapped up, you'll end up doing the malacha too. That's the way the Rif said. You're so bold, so confused, so preoccupied with making yourself better. Whereas Rashi says, Asila Mishri, Mishri think it's mutter. It's a little bit of a difference. Again, I don't know that he's a genius. You know, to me, I could read into Rashi what he was saying, but he wants to argue that it's a Rashi lost his Mishri. He thinks that maybe he could say that a person might think that Rafu itself, you know, you might think that Rafu itself is a malacha, okay? And, but, you know, because Misakin, fixing something, right? Misakin Mona, one of the Makim Apat, fixing something. So I'm fixing myself. Before I was feeling, wasn't feeling, I am feeling well. So that the person might think it's also refuah. And once you allow it for Makom Chol, then you allow Shikha someone also. He said it's a Docha Godol. Then he has a pilpul. There are pilpul nearly, you know, he says that it's if you have a chance to read through it, he says maybe it's because you're doing it for immediate purposes. And, you know, and we have that whole issue of La'alta, which is why I quoted what he said before in the body of the Talmud, was talking about Hosea. You know, so he says, there are people literally far as much because of Rashba, and he mentions back in Sifir Al, that's what he said, that the Chotek Daktak Targom Tishul Alta Mutter. So I might think this is also the altar, okay? You know, the whole Gzer Shita someone would go away because you're Baal Rafua. Anyway, look at the end, he says, I would think next page Rafua Doma Lachila Mutal Ishok someone can rap us by altar. Maybe that's what it is, because it's for immediate usage. All right, again, that's what he says. But the bottom line is it is an issue of what's called of Shikha's Samamonim. There is another Gemara later in Shabbos, okay, Kufyud Aleph Amud Beis. And this is clear that it extends to other things aside from pills. The Mishnah, Kufyud Aleph Beis 7. Achoshish Peshinov. Person has an ache, a toothache. Okay, toothache. Lo yigma bahen as hachomitz. You shouldn't drink vinegar. I guess that was the toothache. Okay, you don't just drink vinegar. Nobody drinks vinegar by themselves unless you're taking his medicine. That was the assumption. Okay, aval. So that's what it says. You have a toothache. You know, you should not just sip. Yigma means to sip, you know, swallow vinegar as a means of relieving the ache. However, Abu Metabalu Kedarko, But you can dip your, people would dip food into vinegar for spice, like we have ketchup or whatever. People would dip food into that. You can do. You know, that soothed the tooth also, healed the pain in the tooth. Right? Bread or other food into vinegar, right, put it in his mouth. Right? You're right. Dipping, you know, some food into it. That was more, because again, look, Rashi ate metabol kadarko, macholo, food, or pito, is bread, whatever. People dip, would use vinegar. I mean, today, people use vinegar as a salad. So I don't think people dip so much in vinegar. Well, sometimes they do. Sometimes you get you order a salad or something like that for a kid or whatever, they drop it off salad and they have little things of vinegar. I guess not to pour over the salad, I suppose. You can dip it, yeah.
Maybe it's like missed this during Seder and thinking about it, but I don't want to say, like, before the beginning of this Rashi so far, the first thought we were talking about was things that look like refuah that will eventually lead you to perform tofu. But in this source, and I believe the ones that are coming up, like, it's just like, don't make it look like medicine. You're still doing medicine.
Right, okay. But again, you could even say, as we'll see shortly, we'll see some of the sources. Again, if there's a hecker, then we won't get mixed up. That's the idea. If it's something ordinarily done anyhow.
Like
in effect. And not a shimmy, but similar. Okay. Yeah. But here, that's the idea. The point is, you can't tell a person. I usually dip my bread or my vinegar. I mean, I don't. I'm saying people do. Okay, they do. So then you take a bite of that, and that happens to soothe the tooth. That's what the Mishnah says. Nisrapin. Or hachoshish b'masnov. Okay, again, to a point in the loins area. So loyosuch yayin mechometz. Okay, you shouldn't rub some type of wine or vinegar. Avasach where's a shemen. Okay, but oils people would rub on anyway. We're not talking about the issue of the rubbing. If it's just liquids, it's okay. Okay. As Rashi says, again, we'll see the same. But you can put on, they can just put oil on it and that relieves some of the pain. Okay. But velo shemen verit, but not rose oil. Okay. Rashi says, if you don't have your current, it's very expensive, apparently, rose water, rose oil. Okay. And a matzah, it's not easy. Accessible. Mucha milsa dufu of it. Again, it's noticeable. That is for reform. B'nai Melochim, but rich people, you know, B'nai Melochim, Sochin, Shemin, Verna, Machusen, Shekain, Darkon, Losov, Bechol. Shemin, Rokho, Yisrael, B'nai Melochim, okay, fine. We get the idea. But what emerges from here is that, again, even liquid medicine, even though there's no grinding, even topical ointments, okay? I mean, the toothache case was liquid medicine, right? The loin case was some kind of topical, lotion, something like that. That's also included in the gzer. Now, I just want to mention, you look at these gemaras, whether what the chacham understood to be medicinally beneficial or not, is a topic not for us now. In other words, that's a big question. You have many things the gemara says, the efficacy of the medical efficacy of the Talmudic assumptions that this was medicinally beneficial. Okay, so again, this is a broad philosophical subject. I mean, I'm comfortable saying that the Chazal worked with the best medical information they had available at that time. Okay, there's other people disagree, and I'm not saying that people much bigger than I would disagree. No, the Gemara says, then that's it. So okay, I'm not criticizing.
Either
it does or it doesn't. Right, well, vinegar does, but it's not generally done today. I'm saying. It's the alcohol. But again, but there are other things in Gemara which are more peculiar, which, again, at one time, the Gemara talks about hakazas dam, bloodletting. That was the ancient world. That was assumed. And I think I mentioned that they were right in a way because they understood, the medicine understood that disease or whatever it is travels through the body, through the bloodstream. That's true. Okay, that is true. So I figured, okay, if you take out a bunch of blood, so you're taking out a bunch of stuff. So that's not exactly accurate. I mean, right? So, yeah.
Does it actually work at the time?
I mean, I don't know. Empirically, it's a good question. I mean, people didn't, I guess it did have some benefit. Now, that leads into my second point, which is also a big subject, Nishtanu Hatvoim. We sometimes find that nature has changed. Things have changed. Nishtanu Hatvoim. An old safer home called the Nishtanu Hatvoim. When do we plot? Okay, it's an interesting subject. I know we can talk about it once, but it's more than, more than we have time for right now. It's an interesting subject. There are articles about it. I'm sure you can Google, you go look on, Nishtanu Hatvoim, you can find the shiur about it. Okay, anyway, that's that. The Rambam Paskins, in Parakaf Alav Alecha Chav Dalad. I mean, I guess to some extent it did work or it helped, or, you know, look, there's also the, what do you call it, the placebo effect, that people think this is better. And sometimes you do get better because you think it's better. I mean, it may not serve, it may not, you know, help in the long run. Maybe it temporarily does relieve. But today, there are better methods. I mean, look, people didn't live as long as a general rule. I mean, we know that. Okay. Anyway, the Rambam writes, Per Kafalaf Hilchos Shabbos Halachah Dal, 9. Okay. Hachoshu B'shinav Lo'yugma Enres Hachomitz V'yiflot. Right? Yiflo means, you know, to sip and spit out, right? To gargling and that kind of thing, you know, and spit it out. A choshe be grown up. You have a sore throat. Okay. Yeah. Lo yarenu. Yarenu. Yarenu is also like gargling, you know, the shaman of Boleo, shaman harbe, misrape. Is a lowest as matzteki with some type of mouthwash, and shofan as a shenayim b'sam b'shabes bisman shemiskaven l'refu. He also can't put medicine in a tooth, you know, fluoride or whatever in a tooth. Miskaven l'reicha peh muta, but if you're doing it for good to help your breath, you know, to give better breath, that's allowed. Now, not our issue right now, but I should mention as part of the discussion about the as a side point, the toothpaste, brushing teeth with toothpaste on Shabbos. Okay. First of all, some say there's something called mimareach. There is a malach, which we'll get to, is hardening something down. But toothpaste is hard pressed to me to understand the market. It's very soft as it. Maybe different kinds. Some of them are more gel oriented, but some of them are very soft as it. It may not be a problem with mimareach. It might be. Some person it is. The kind of emotion has it is. But it, you know, but others, you know, the many of the toothpaste that we have now, they even set up with fluoride treatment. This is the best. It's medicinal. It has a medicinal, has alcohol or whatever else in it that's good for your teeth. It's not just, you know, it's not just the brushing, the flavor is decent, but also, so that's a question. So some say that, and Hanami, it's not proper because of this issue that has medicinal content. And others say, no, because even the health of people do it, even then have no tooth ailment. You brush your teeth. It's part of a normal activity. And as we'll see later, okay, things which are preventative, you know, or also is also what there's no ailment now, just so brushing your teeth with good toothpaste will prevent you from getting tooth decay or whatever is later on. Okay, that's just a side point. Alakha Khavhei ain't noosting yayin Lutocha ayin. I guess they put wine or some wine solution as eye drops. I would also agava ayin, but you could put it by gavosa ayin, but eyebrows. Baroque tofel, I feel agava, and also some type of spittle, apparently, it's also to be medicinal. Again, I'm not going to that. Kilor, some type of syrup or something. Kilor, shishora, also, my Erev Shabbos, my real agave, and Bishaz, and Choshesh. Okay, again, these are also external, so also external therapies and so on. Mishaloka be'etzbo, you have something happen to your finger. Lo yikro chalav gemi, kedele raposo, chene biyado, kedele hotzim, and adam. You can't press it or, you know, to squeeze out the blood or pus and so on Shabbos. All right, Shulchan Aruch has these dinim in Simon Shimchov Zion with the previous Siv, Simon Siv Aleph. Hachoshir Mosal is Lazar Shem Chomet, Avasochu Shem Lamado, Avalob Shem Verim, Shum the Mukha Milsa. There is again Mukha Milsa, the full cost. That's a concern. The Mukha Milsa, you know, sort of noticeable, like you said before. Okay, the noticeability of it. Okay, it depends whether this is this rose oil, whatever is generally used in that area or not. You know, is it noticeable that it's for refuah or not? Ramorai to welcome Shainog and Lassu with Shem and Kim refuah, the Chol Shem and Osir. But if no one rubs oils in those days, people rubbed oils all the time. If that wasn't done other than for medicinal, then it's not mutter. Okay. Just to give some other, you know, other examples, so and in no particular order here, I'm just trying to give through different cases of medicine. So there's a later mission in Shabbos. I really should have done the Mishnayos in order, but I didn't. Okay. Later Mishnah. Kuf Mem Zayin. Kuf Mem Zayin. The Mishnah says, Kuf Zayin Al. Sochin u Misham Shemin. Okay. This is like not mashmashin, mimashmashin. Rashi sochin shemashin mimashmashin, like rubbing like a massage, basically. To have a massage, to rub it in. Yeah, people have backaches and other things. You know, so give a massage, right? So sochin, you can rub oil in. Mashmashin, biyad, al kol haguf, lahanoah. A person is not, this is not someone who's sick. Some people like a massage. You know, people go to whatever, hotel, you get a massage, you know, because you know, your back is fine. You know. Just say, I know, it makes you feel good. Okay, some people enjoy it. All right, so that the Mishnah allows. Aval, lo mis amlin. Okay, mis amlin, Rashi says, l'shav shev b'koa. A real, what they call deep massage therapy, something, is such a term? Deep therapeutic massage. Like, I think they call it deep massage, you know. That crack in your
deep tissue.
A deep tissue, that's what, thank you. Voice on board. Okay. Go to some hotel in Atlantic City or someplace, right, and sign up for the massage. Okay, massage. Anyway, but a deep tissue massage, right? So that you know, a guy sometimes, you know, you rub it back, and that's good. That's allowed. But the deep tissue and so on, this amlin, okay, that's not that's what Rashi says. It's more vigorous. The shafshin pakoa. Okay. Others say that misamlin here is not to do with massage anymore, but misamlin from hisamlus or hitamlut is gym, you know, exercise. So talking about not exercising on Shabbos. Okay. Now there's also uvdin bechol and not the Shabbos spirit, but exercising for therapeutic reasons. You know, so sometimes, and again, let's remember we're talking here about a person who's fundamentally healthy. Okay. I remember again a year ago I was recovering from a stroke, so you know, so they want you to practice walking and this and that. And I, for a while, I had my left side is paralyzed, so you know, so there. On Shabbos, it's a different story. You know, they needed to build up the, but now it's just to stop exercising on Shabbos and do leg lifts or whatever. That, all right, anyway, that's misalim. Lom is gararin, some kind of scraping the skin, which we don't do that too often today. That's again, it's udu the chol and yordim lekordima, some kind of river. Okay, the Gemara said that they assumed that the immersing in this river was therapeutic. I mean, it's like hot springs or something like that. You know, there are such things today also. People go. All right, anyway, main osin apik vizin. Okay, it's some type of a, Rashi says, lahaki. It's some type of a syrup or something that makes you vomit. But sometimes you go out last night. It happened last night. My wife, I actually hadn't gone to sleep yet. I was going late at night. I was going to bed, and wife suddenly woke up, and she was terribly nauseous. She said something to eat. I ate the same thing. It didn't affect me, but maybe I have a cast iron stomach. I don't know. But, you know, she was feeling terribly nauseous. And, you know, you don't feel bad. You know, I was up and uncomfortable and this and that. And eventually she vomited and then felt better. That's what happens. You know, she's okay this morning. So I don't know. Maybe she's a bug. She ate, you know, disagreed with her. But sometimes you want to vomit, so that you get it out of your system, whatever it is that's you know that's causing the discomfort. So it says it ain't osin apik divizin. It's some type of serum, huh?
It's still used syrup.
Yeah, different types of stuff that they want you to vomit. Yeah, you can want to clean out your inside. You have you're all young, Baruch Hashem, but you know when you have a colonoscopy. So it's supposed to happen every couple of years. You turn 50, 55, whatever it is. I've had you got to clean out the system first. You know, so they want you, they take this vile stuff that, you know, that makes you vomit and they go to the bathroom and it cleans out the system. Okay, anyway. I think when I had my appendix removal, so they wanted to clean out this, if I remember correctly, if I remember, it was 10 years ago. Anyway, ma'ein ma'atzbin esakotten. Okay, ma'atzbin means lashon yodecha, it's ma'ani shem esakten, mishmiashon atzmosel v'chuyot shedarto kibidas tzomo. If a baby is to snap something back into shape, we'll talk more if it's dislocated. Okay, we'll talk about that. But again, to snap something in shape, Bain Marzir and Sashev, the Mishnah says here, you can't reset a broken bone. That's what the Mishnah says. I'm not saying we paskin that way. We don't paskin that way. But to reset a broken bone. Okay, Misha Nifrika Yadav Raglo, Lo Yitrifen Bitsonin. Again, if you're something, your hand is becomes dislocated, so Lo Yitrifen means in this case, again, a strong massage, you can wash it, and then if that solves the problem, it solves the problem. So again, we get the idea, okay, you know, things that cause perspiration, things like that, these are all different types of the floor, yeah.
I'm just wondering, is this like, is there any room to say anyway, this might just be pure projection that, like, it's a gazera, and like,
yeah,
like this is a lot of ways to get out of it. Like,
right, in effect. So let's just see. The Rashi says the next Rashi. Put them up next. page in the end of source 12. Next Rashi says, "Ein machzir nes hashemer etzem shemishbar kol refuah asura mishum shikas hamonim." That's what Rashi says. All refuah is also because of shikas hamonim. Okay, that's the idea. Source 13 can skip. I don't know why I clicked on the mission. Some of it. It's just the mission. Same thing we just saw. Yeah.
Do we have just a curiosity? Do we have any other zeros like this that are so
encompassing?
Because like even I mean, it could just be because we're just starting with it now, but this seems like it's almost like there's a.
Okay, so hold the thought for a second. Okay. Yeah. So just to see the psak, so look at the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch is in the. It's in the Shulchan Aruch, Sivchav Tes. Mishan Nog for Yodo Raglo. Okay, Tzom Sabiyayin, you can soak it in wine. Kedei Lahamid Adam, this can stop the blood. Avalo Bechom, Zeshu Chozok, Yesh Moshim Rafur. Yimu Unog, Afayayin Lo, Kimo Achom, it's also delicate. Unog is almost delicate, it's delicate skin. He would never use it even ordinarily, you know, so it makes this distinction. Siflamid Mishan Nif Nishmat Perak Yodo Raglo, and Komo Lo Yishav Shadow, Arbe Mitzonin. Again, some dislocations of Rafur. El Rokhet Kedarko, again, you can do what you normally do in Israpin, Israpin. That's the Khoftas on the Sif. Membeis, Ein Mis Amlin, Shahainu Shed Dores Alaguf Bekoch, Kedesh Yiga Viazia. You press your body to in order to sweat, in other words, to perspire, in other words, to do things. That's what he understands Mis Amlin. Not like Rashi said that it was hard massage. Hard massage will do it too. But anything which causes you to, you know, to perspire. Okay, Shazeruf also. You know, that's Rufua. Also, Lidcho Kresos Otino Kade Lahotzi Arays. You want to get the kid to excrete, you know, to put it, so you squeeze him a little bit. You're not supposed to do that either. All these things are Rufua. Okay, now, the Shabura in Kuf Lamed, it relates a little to your question, 15. The Shabura in Kuf Lamed writes, Kadejigo, he bechal Rufua. The Ein Lahakshos, Kamisha Ein Khan Shaikhul Shika Samarim, Hoyolana Hatir. Okay, you know, I mean, where's shikas? Someone, all these things, sweating, and it has nothing to do with grinding up herbs, right? Nothing with grinding up medicine. No, sometimes you can get a person to sweat or do the other things also through herbs. You know, sometimes certain medicines do the same thing. Yeah, this particular syrup, you know, for inducing vomiting is liquid, but you can also achieve it through what's it called?
Activated charcoal.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. But I think it also, again, I know myself, I'm allergic to fish. Okay, I'm allergic to fish. So it's, people ask me, all fish? I don't know, I haven't tried all fish. So I developed the allergies as an adult. But anyway, so, before, and they think it may be iodine related, not maybe iodine. So again, when I remember about a little over 10 years ago, I had my appendix removed. So they also want you to drink this thing. And my wife was a missionary nurse, and she said that, you know, she said, has iodine? Oh, so I had to take something else. They didn't want me to do that because I shouldn't have an allergic reaction, you know. So, and people, allergic, I mean, not me, but people allergic to penicillin, right? There are people allergic to penicillin. So they give them something else. And so that's what the Mishnah is basically saying. You do through someone, chashin and shemisar, you have to rufu acheres. Okay? Where is it?
Huh? If you do these things or something like
that? Yeah, well, if you do it with something that doesn't require a pill, next time, I'll take the pill. You know what I'm saying? That's the concern. Because that's the thing that we're going to be saying. Okay, so anything which is enhanced, huh?
But
like, not shy. Like, yeah, okay, he doesn't address that here. It is included, but he doesn't address it. Yeah. Yeah, right. The bones are topical ointments and so on. So he doesn't address it. Okay, it's a good point. But yeah, I'm saying to enhance general rule, right? I'm just part of what Mishnah Berurah says here. That's all. But you're right, okay. Unless you make the jump and say, well, if that's it is for health, so I take the pills also for health. You can make that conclusion, especially you learn like the Chacham quoted from the river, bowl or fuzzle. People get, look, rightfully so. People are sick. Most people, they're sick. They get nervous. Not all people. I mean, I've been not to, but most people are. I'm not saying in a negative way. I mean, they're not comfortable. They get very nervous. I know plenty of people. They're always nervous. You know, their heart problem. They run to doctor. I'm not saying in a bad way. They're very nervous about it. You know, the briskers. I know their client was known to be very, very nervous about health matters. It's very nervous to the point they didn't want to fast. It's a story that fast on our tissue and kippah. They want to fast the other fast because they considered themselves a whole shame of sakana. You know, they're very, very nervous about the health issues. The story, I don't know if it's true, but this is, I never know whether it's exactly true or not true. The story is that the Chaim, you know, Paskin for his children, grandchildren, also they shouldn't fast. This next point I heard from Rashi that when the Moshe Soloveitchik married the daughter of Rabbi Eliezer Feinstein, known as Rabbi Eliezer Pruzhiner, the daughter of Rabbi Eliezer Feinstein, a cousin to Moshe Feinstein's family. So that was the Rav's mother, Mrs. Robertson Moshe Soloveitchik. Well, Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik's wife was named Robertson. I thought her first name now. But anyway, but she married, so she was a Feinstein. So her father's a big posik about the truth, Halichas Eliyahu from him. And he instructed the Kala not to fast the day of the wedding. You know, but she said, you know, my father's a rabbi, he told me our minigas, we do fast, you know. But he was all nervous about, very nervous about the health concerns. The story is that he said that his children, grandchildren shouldn't fast on the Arba Tanya, not Tisha B'Av and Kippur, of course you fast, but not the other one, the lighter, different dinim for Chola. And supposedly, the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik used to send the Rav in Boston, he would send, you know, was it? He's consistent. He said, Kala is not Rosh Hashanah. He only fasted in Kippur and Tishra. He told the Kala she shouldn't fast. What's that? And also not fast. No, he also not fasted before. I'm just giving you an example. How did?
Why is he not fasting this?
Because he considered himself a chola.
Why is he a chola?
Rav Chaim?
Yeah.
He felt he was a chola. He was nervous about the health. That's the story. He considered himself a chola to the point that he considered his family. He considered himself weaker. Well, he was or not. I don't know. I'm going to say. But that, the point is that Moshe Soloveitchik, you know, supposedly, I mean, there's all kinds of stories where you don't know. You know, they say that I once heard a story of the Belville, the Brisker of the Chaim's son, once, you know, was running somewhere late in the day on a tinus, you know, and they said, where are you running? He goes, I forgot I have to eat something, you know, before the tinus is over. You don't want to violate his father's, you know, so he better eat something before the tinus is over. I don't know if these stories are true. They say that Moshe Soloveitchik sent the Rav would send him a letter. He sent his son a letter. Don't forget, you're not supposed to fast. And he would send him before each one of the Arba Tanios. And so the Rav, who did fast, well, he considered himself healthy. He did fast. He even fasted on the yard sites and so on. So he didn't want to go against his father's divorce. He wouldn't open the letter until after. These are all stories. The story about the fast, you know, from the Kala, that I heard from Rashad. The other story, they float around. But the Briscoes were nervous about health. That's a known thing. They're very nervous about the health issues. I'm not saying it in a bad way. You have to make the judgment. But in any event, but that's what means bowl. I mean, people are very concerned. Yeah. You know. There is also a story, I think maybe heard this from Reichman, I think it's in the story also, that one time, the Rav was not very often by his father, he was very sick. He was once very sick, it was by Reb Chaim. He and his father were by Reb Chaim, the Rav was a little boy, and he got very sick on Shabbos. And the doctor came over, and Reb Chaim asked the doctor, this I've heard from a reliable source. The doctor asked, Chaim asked the doctor, it would help if you had a candle to see better. The boy was lying in the room sick. The Shabbat was sick. So the doctor, it could be helpful. So Chaim told the Moshe, son, go get one of the Shabbos candles and bring it over here. So Moshe, you know, Shabbos, you know, hemming and hawing a little bit. And Chaim went and he grabbed it himself, and he called the son of Amart, you know. So people say, well, you're Makel Hilchos Shabbos. I'm not Makel Hilchos Shabbos. I'm Machmir Hilchos Pikuach Nefesh. It's a famous. Yeah. All right, anyway, but be that as it may. But some people are very well. They're nervous. All right, anyway, I do want to mention it's an important point. Again, something which has been medicinal, let's say someone's got a sore throat and he just wants to have a cup of tea. Well, that's okay. You can have a cup of tea without a sore throat. That's not clearly medicinal. You know, tea with honey or whatever it is. You know, there you go. Person wants to go for a walk, you know, it's okay. Fresh air, yeah.
Is it kind of like Rubin and Mars, honey? I don't know if it's
Mars. Mars, but similar, it's in that category. Now, the question is, again, what you can ask, and that's why printed in Source 16, a famous Rambam, Hilchos Mamre, not Hilchos Shabbos, yeah.
Just a moment, what is he getting at the rest of the Shmurian at the end of the Mashmurian?
Say it again?
At the end of the Shmurian,
yeah. He's referring to something in the next sif. In that particular case, it was not for a four. Just he's contrasting, you know, the sif shachreza, that's all. Okay, anyway, the Rambam is Hilchos Mamre in Perek Beis Halacha Beis. And he mentions an important point, a general kind of point. Okay, and that is because you can ask, well, what do you mean? We don't do anything. Today, you know, again, the basic mukor for this is shikha salmonim. So nobody grinds up medicine today, any kind of medicine. Right? The whole thing shouldn't apply. So the Rambam tells us, his mom in Perek Beis, look, it's a good Rambam to know, 16. Bezdin shagazu gzera, it's not talking about Shabbos, it's talking in general, otiknu takona, v'ninigu minigu poshad orcho Yisrael, v'omar achrem bezdin achor bikesh levatel zvarim rishonim. Later, Bezdin wanted to undo it. This is the famous Rambam, based on the Gemara. V'lakar osa takona v'osa gzera v'osa minig. Eino yocho ad shein godom v'narishom v'chochom v'minig. Right? Ein Bezdin yocho levatel dibre Bezdin in the chaver elim ken godom menu. You've heard this before, right? Elim ken godom menu v'chochom v'minig. Okay, that the better be chacham with him. We got to be chacham all over him. Mina be chacham, and yochel about the zora. Okay, and he writes, "Afilu bato hatam should be glalo gozor rishono iskino." Even if the reason is no longer applicable, that's the key line for us. Even if the reason, that's what I'm writing here, "Afilu bato hatam should be glalo gozor rishono iskino." Even if the reason is no longer applicable anymore, ein achron yichon levata shugudol mehem. All right, now. You have to be greater. How are you going to be greater number? Right? What does that mean? How can you be greater number? I mean, Bezin is 71. So how do you have greater? So that means, you know, having 71. It means that how many people accepted the. Okay, well, that's a detail. But that, the rabbi said you can have. That's what I mean, students. I mean, they have more students that are greater.
That's what
I said. I mean, more Chachma Yisrael than of them who. A lot of Dafka students, but Chachma Yisrael who accepted
it. The students would be there at the Sanhedrin.
Even though they're sitting out in the outer section.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so
the whole
thing, yeah. Right. I think that's it. He means a broader Chachma Yisrael. All right, the Ravid says either Obach, the Ravid disagrees a little bit. The Ravid says that if Butla Tam, then you wouldn't need it. So I just want to mention, the Ravid says either you need a Bezdin in the greater B'chachma Minyan, or the reason no longer applies. In other words, the Rambam says, Afilo Butla Tam. Okay?
Also, like, what does Rambam mean here that you have Chachamim who agree with you?
They have to follow. Right, so the Zochim Amri says, that's it. All the Zochim Amri is only if you remember the Sanhedrin. Enough. I don't want
to be a
matter. Yes, it was Yochum Rambam. But I won't go to that now. That's not our issue. But it's an important Rambam to be aware. And the Rambam disagrees. Okay. But anyway, the bottom line is the Xerah of Rafua should no longer apply today.
Sorry, so he's saying this should not apply. We tried it.
Well, we're not talking about Shikha Salmonim here necessarily. It's talking about Xerah's Rabbanim in general.
Yeah, I know.
So the Rambam seems to say if the reason no longer applies, okay, if the reason no longer applies, Then you can be bottled even without the bezin that is a gold chacham minyan. That's a question.
Otherwise, okay. Both,
what's that?
Otherwise, you need to be both.
Right, but you would still need a bezin. In other words, you'd still need a bezin. So even according to Ravid, you wouldn't have to be gold chacham minyan if bottled time. Right, if bottled time, you'd need a bezin to do it. I don't think anybody would have the courage to do it today. You know. We especially today we tend not to. And it's good in many ways. And we have discussions in my house. It comes pace of time, you know. Well, if we could uproot some, what would you get rid of? You know, what would you want to get rid of? So, it comes a pace of time because of kidneys. You know, it's like for Ashkenaz, it can make a big difference, right? The pace is almost simple without kidneys. You know, oh, Yom Tov Sheni. I have to love Yom Tov Sheni personally. I like the extra day of Yom Tov, the extra Seder. And when people argue, it's anticlimactic in you. All right, whatever. But that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, but the time, you still need a bez. It doesn't have to be God of Mechon. I just want to point out, you know, in this connection, it's a side point. It's worth examining. The Rav Shechter points this out. You know, we find that some gzeiras survive and others don't. In other words, there are gzeiras that are knocked out. We'll see some examples in a second. So, this is printed in Eretz Tzvi. He has an essay about it. Xeris and the Cholesterol Bonner and so on. So he says, basically, whether the does the Gemara, the question is, does the Gemara itself give you the reason? Is the reason based on Mishnas Yaakov? Is the reason built into the Takana? We know that they were misakin this for a certain reason. Okay, so. And sometimes the Gemara itself will give you an afkamina where the Gzera doesn't apply. So there you can say if the reason no longer applies, the Gzera no longer applies. All right? But according to everybody, even according to Rabbah. No. Okay.
That's only if the Gemara wrote.
He said if the Gemara wrote. Look, there's even a question that is far off the field now. But there's even a question, what about when the Torah gives a reason? Now, you can extend this discussion to some of the Torah. Torah doesn't usually give a reason. Mm-hmm. But, what if the Torah does give a reason to something, what if that reason doesn't apply? Right? I mean, this is a discussion, you remember in Sanhedrin, the Pasuk says, Lo yar belo nashim, right? A king couldn't have X number of wives because she'll lead him astray. What if the extra, wife is a tzaddik, is not going to... That was machlok. So Amalek made that mistake, and so machlok to be Rav Shimon. Okay, the lo sachvol beged almana, and I'll have to take as a collateral the garment of an almana, because that's all she has. Okay, but let's say it's an almana who's a millionaire, so she's got 5,000 dresses. It's a mission in the moment here. So, and I was just pointing out, and the sheet is a backwards of Shuvi Yehuda, don't match what they said by Amalek. I mean, a simple example. Okay, which we rely on today, I think. How many people have ever written a Sefer Torah? It's a mitzvah, right? So people are familiar with the Rosh, they may sell the quotes, you purchase in Svarim, and so on. Because the reason to have a Torah is a lot of those Bnei Yisrael to learn from. So we have other, again, that's a big discussion. So it's worth examining in detail some other time. I'm just mentioning over here, so you could argue that when the Rabbanan, Shechta want to argue with the Rabbanan, or okay, something in the Torah, for example, which they have the right to do, they got to give you a reason for it. Okay? If they tell you, can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shacharis B'Shavuot, they got to tell you why. Because they might carry. They got to give you a reason why. Okay, now, then you can ask, but there's the Erev. Right, then it's low plug. Not every community is an Erev. But again, these are important discussions. But the, when it comes to Refuah, in a certain sense, you could argue they were being okay or something in the Torah, namely owning Shabbos. Okay, if you're not feeling well, you take medicine so you'll feel better, you'll be able to enjoy Shabbos more. And that's a mitzvah in the Torah. All right, but again, sometimes not every vitamins, for example, other things where you could feel well, you can enjoy Shabbos just a little less, but you can still enjoy it. Anyway, bottom line I'm saying is that the, they make a difference whether this is something which is, subject to removal. And this gzera of shikas samonim, even though it's true, they said it, it was Rashi said it, said shem yishkas samonim, but the gzera still applies, yeah.
Clive, are we saying that the reason, we need to know the reason for why the decline was there, or we need to have a reason?
So the Rambam says, afilu batla tam. Even if the reason no longer applies, like today, no longer people don't grind the medicine, it's still going to be there. Okay, but again, you can make that chiluk just on the alma. Now, hold the thought for a second. Okay, I mean, just one example is the sugid. I didn't print these all in the covers, not our topic. But it's a great shir kali topic, But the sugid beitza, for example, you're not supposed to clap and dance on Shabbos. Clap and dance. You ever see some people that only clap backwards? You're not supposed to clap and dance on Shabbos. What's the reason why? Well, no. Shemisaken klei shir. You tune up your musical instrument. Today, nobody makes their own instruments. Although on guitar, I guess people do tune up. It's true. If you say, you want to start playing a guitar, I got to tune up. It's like 15 minutes turning knobs. Okay, but again, generally speaking, people don't know how to tune up. So Tosas already said it. Tosas Beitza says that doesn't apply today. Okay? It doesn't apply anymore. All right? So that's not something which we... which we do today, or for example, Tosos also discusses the issue of gila, of leaving water or wine uncovered. You know about that? You're not supposed to drink wine or water that was left gila. It means reveal uncovered. Why? You know why? Because he's concerned about snakes. Snakes would come in and drink from that water and leave some of their venom in the water, and you die from it. All right, not that many snakes crawling around our houses today, Baruch Hashem. Two, that's not how snakes, they don't deposit venom. That's all they do. They don't just drink water and deposit venom. Okay, so the Tosa says, we don't have to worry about it today. So Tosa says it doesn't apply anymore. Okay, because again, you could argue wasn't a real gzera. It was like a good advice. Okay, it was never established as a gzera. All right, so, you know, and you could say the same thing. Maybe the clapping and dancing was, you know, it was just advice. So again, what I'm getting at is really depends how the gzera was formulated. Okay, it depends how the gzera was formulated when they originally made the gzera. The Rosh, right? Yeah.
So the clapping to the Rosh saying that it's. But he's saying that the reason within?
If the reason was built in to the Gzera, then you can say that the Gzera no longer, the reason no longer applies, the Gzera falls away.
What do you mean built in the Gemara?
If they said they're doing it for this reason.
But if it just gives the Gzera and doesn't say why,
then you can start talking.
Saying that we can't.
Yeah. Again, like I mentioned, it says not carrying them, not the Wel Shofar and Shabbos. Said, rather said, Zera Shem Yaber and Alam Shus Rabba. So that there you can talk about saying, you know, again. So the discussion, what about with the neighbor and so again, we say the low plug, but there the reason if for that we know such chashash, which is hard to imagine what it would be, but there would be good to have a discussion there. Okay, again, this is a broad; it's off the field, but to come back to how you mentioned Rush writes in one place that, you know, the Torah says that the tzitzis have to beg it, and the tzitzis can't be, the tchelis says it has to be, the tzitzis strings have to be wool. Okay? So if you have a linen garment for the beget, so if you actually have tchelis on, you know, you shouldn't. The beget is there because the problem is shotness, right? He said that people were wearing, would wear wool begotten. Okay? Now, does that, so then yet the Rush, you know, the Rush was originally ran away to Spain. He had to leave Ashkenaz to go to Spain. And there they wore linen garments, okay? And the Gemara says that, what's the concern? If you have real tchelis, okay, the problem was, what if you don't have real tchelis? Okay, you could tchelis a docha shabbat, right? But the problem was, there were a lot of fakers in the olden days who would sell fake tchelis. Fake tchelis is called the Gemara Kala Ilum. The real tchelis comes from a sea creature. Kalazov. Whether we know what it is today or not my topic now, but whatever it is. So a sea creature, a snail, whatever it is. Okay, but the Kalazov. Now we know it's got to come from the Kalazov. Apparently, indigo plant, Purdue Kala Ilum, which is assumed by most to be indigo plant, the Mugosev writes that, is a plant derivative, and it's not the real tchelis. So you would have, and it was cheaper. So you would have people would sell tchelis. Indigo tchelis, you buy it, and then great, you know, it's much cheaper. Problem is that it faded. Mm. Yeah, by the time it faded, that guy was no longer around town. Okay, he moved on, you know, gonna get money back. So anyway, the Gemara makes Xera, Mar Menachem says Xera, don't wear linen begotten with tzitzis, because with chashash, it's counterfeit tchelis, it's fake tchelis, and then you'd end up wearing shatnez, because you have wool strings, and that would really be shatnez, because shatnez is only put aside when you actually have the real tchelis. We have this fake tchelis, they made such Xera. Okay, but we don't have, at least in days of the Rosh, you don't have the real tchelis anyway. The whole reason doesn't apply anymore, right? So that's why the people when the Rosh came to Spain, he started wearing linen. It was okay, it's against the Gemara. No, but the Gemara gave you, the Gemara says the whole reason, we'll say, but the Tom, what the Gzera, because everybody knows the reason was. So he says, does everybody know what the Gzera was? That's what he focused on. Anyway, to bring this over to our discussion about the, Shkikas Salmonim. So again, I don't know, do most people know the reason for the Gzera? Now, Gemara says it, Rashi, people know what the Gzera is, so it would still apply.
How can you know what the reason is without 15
minutes? Yeah, I understand. It's a little bit difficult. But the Gemara does there, but it does explain that it's because of that reason.
I'm saying, wouldn't that be the only way to know what the reason is?
Yeah, well, that's a question. So that goes back to the issue before. What if we figure out the reason? What if the reason is obvious but not written? It's a broader. Like, for example, getting back to Torah, there's an issue of the so-called Lav de Chasima, Chasima de Samech, Losachson Shor Medisho. Okay? You're not allowed to muzzle the animal. Okay? Now, the Torah gives no reason for it. The way you figure out torture for the animal to be plowing in the field and to get a little graze, right? We can figure out. It's pretty obvious, the reason. But it doesn't actually say it. So now there's a question. What if I muzzle the animal? Because the animal, I happen to know that this ox has some kind of a stomach problem. He grist, it'll be bad for him. So I want to muzzle him today so he doesn't eat. He doesn't understand. The animal's a dumb animal, but he doesn't understand. But I know. I'm the owner. I know that it's not good for the animal. Right? So am I allowed to do that? Is that enough? Is the reason being obvious enough? So again, it's a broad, broad subject. You get what I'm trying. Anyway, bottom line, I just want to show you that, Rabban. Okay, so Shrika Samonim, you know, and we bottom line, we continue to observe it. Okay, now, it's just worth being aware of the fact that, you know, there are, you know, I printed a tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yud Aleph Siman Lamed Zayin 17, okay, a part of the tshuva, Oz Beis. Kedai Lahazkir. Okay, he calls this a gzeira d'rabbanan. As we said, it's a gzeira d'rabbanan. It's more lenient than telling a goy to do something. Okay, I feel with davar shum shum shvus. L'chein mistaber d'chol sheyesh sad l'hot l'chalik l'hot k'lamrinan lei b'sharinan. This is what he's calling it, a lower level gzeira. Okay. Which our came the gzer the rabbanon ba'alma he won't seem to say for shoot mishnei tzedek and quotes the tshuva the chol heka the ikar heker ba'alma lo gozru. That explains why we said in the gemara, and as we don't make a chilek, let's say by amir nachri, whether the others see him doing it or not see him, right? But when it comes to what we said about shrika salmanim, we said, but if it's a heker, you know, lo gozru the afagav the mukham milsu for, and even if it is clear for food, hit the mishum kachim and don't the arei the chatchila b'shabbos for food by Michael Briam. What if I want to take medicine? He allows you to mix medicine into your food. You know, that he'll, and I'm not saying anyone agrees with that, but the Tzitz Eliezer, as he says, mix it into the food. Ulishtosa. Lo shach kan in she'ein ma'arvin isus l'ireim b'yadayim k'del ba'ein b'at l'nisir. Not like that. Okay, ein b'at l'nisir. The gzera never applied in that case. The gzera only applied when you could at least trace it back reasonably to some form of, you know, of shikha someone. So that's his kula.
Only one is a hacker.
Okay, huh?
Only one is a hacker.
Say it again.
Only one is a hacker that is.
Only
one is a hacker.
One is a hacker. Yeah, that's what we say. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's kind of like, I think that finding the arm word hacker, not really like that. In theory, then I go to my room and I kind of close all the shades. No one's observing it, but if someone saw me crack open my Advil and put it in my salad and I eat it, it obviously no.
Okay, that's true. That's true. You know, that's true. But he mentioned, look in the end, you know, Zion, he writes, Shadait, quote, I'm sorry, I'll still always maybe quote something else. To Shadait Olahat, Lakichas, and Fulb, Shabbos, Ida is a Shinri. You shouldn't do this. Oh, Sai, they Shinri, Lo Shai, the Migzer. So, I don't know. I'm just saying what he says. All right. Now, again, you would, but my point here, what I want to get at is
more lenient.
Yeah. But what I want to get at, though, you know, just to move to wrap up, I know it's good to get over to Rabbeinu, but, you know, again, this also goes back to what we talked about in the Hagdomah. All right. So, you know, the Gemara, there's a Gemara in Erevin. Again, I print this either because it's probably a side point in a way, but the Gemara in Erevin says, I think we had it back then. I showed that Erevin Kuf Dalin says you're allowed to violate Amir al-Nachri for Chol Shein Bo Sakana. Okay. So maybe, therefore, you know, does that mean that all refuahs are allowed? Is it all drabbanans? Because refuah is also only drabbanan. So this is where Rabbi Schechter, in this context of this discussion, again, in the Tzotzi, mentions, we discussed this, that there are three different levels, really, of the Surah on Shabbos. There's a Melacha d'Oraisa. Remember we discussed this? Then there's a Melacha d'Rabbanan. And then there's a gzer d'rabbanan. Remember the chilek between malach d'rabbanan and gzer d'rabbanan. A malach d'rabbanan is when you're doing the exact same thing, you just do it in a way that's only d'rabbanan, right? If I do the same act in my left hand, I'm a writer. So I write with my left hand, that's a malach d'rabbanan. Okay? Whatever. But Gzeir Drabanan is something which the act itself, we wouldn't say you're now doing this. If I take a medicine, we don't say you're violating Tochim. Or Drabanan. And it grinds anything, right? So that's why he made that chilek. So he said, you're not allowed to do something, you're not allowed to do melacha drabanan for a chol she'en sakana. Okay, but a chol she'en sakana can take medicine because it's only gzeir. That's the chilek of a shechta draws. Gzeir drabanan is allowed for a chol even she'en sakana. IR, all the things we discussed. So I go back to what I said before. We were talking about a guy who's not even a Chol HaShem B'Sakana. He's fundamentally a Bari. He's okay. Chol HaShem B'Sakana, we'll give a definition later. We'll see it inside. But Chol HaShem B'Sakana means somebody who is, again, his life's not in danger, but he's bedridden. A migraine headache. Meaning basically he can't function normally. You won't be able to function normally.
Is there a time limit of like when he's going to be migraine?
But not necessarily. But I think it means he can't, in this condition right now, he can't function normally. A high fever or something like that. It's a fever. We'll talk more about these gradations. But it means that, you're not able to function normally. Either choli koguv, your whole body aches. It's a flu. Okay? I mean, again, most people aren't going to die from it. But that's what Shachter mentioned.
So those people can do
Gzeir Drabanan? So Gzeir Drabanan is even for Chol She'en Bo Sakana. I'm not even, but Chol She'en Bo Sakana. Can't do Melacha Drabanan. That's why perhaps certain things would not be allowed. Melacha Drabanan. But again, for Chol She'en, I stress again, Chol She'en Bo Sakana, all bets are off the table. Of course you can do Chol She'en Bo Sakana. Chol She'en Bo Sakana, life's not in danger, right? Well, all our things we're discussing today about mechush ma'alma. You're about to feel well. You're fundamentally healthy. You're going to go to school. You're going to go to work. You're going to do your thing. You just have a low-grade headache. Your stomach's upset. You have to go to the bathroom. We'll talk more about it.
What's the category if someone is just in severe pain, but it's not life-threatening?
That's Chol She'en Bo Sakana. Severe pain means you can't function normally. You just can't
function. Real severe pain but you're not going to die from it. But
right, that's exactly Chol She'en Bo Sakana. There's no danger. That's sicker than what we were talking about till now. We're talking here, and again, believe that tomorrow, I don't get as far as I want to get now, but we'll talk more about we're talking now about a guy who's fundamentally healthy. He's just not feeling well today, but he's not going to stay home from work. He's not going to stay home from shiur. We'll go into a little more detail. We'll continue with this with Hashem tomorrow. I know some more about the shiur, and we'll go on tomorrow. Probably now that I see it, probably take us into Sunday as well. Again, Rafu is a big and a very, very halacha lemaisa area on Shabbos. I wish you have a wonderful day.